Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Hummer, otherwise known as the Big Mac. I'm here with otherwise known as Bacon McDouble. I'm here with my other hosts, Eric and Doug, and Clinton should be joining us or might already have. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
And having Father's Day to everybody.
Thank you.
And here comes the birthday boy now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Clinton. Happy birthday to you.
Did he quit yet?
Thank you. Well, I'm just going to tell you one thing, Doug. Please don't quit your J job, please.
I don't think you ever have to worry about me quitting my day job. You might have to worry about me getting fired, though.
How are you, Clinton?
I'm good.
Very good. So tonight we got the NBA teams tier list. Eric, you're very excited for this one. Why don't you explain the tiers to everybody?
The tiers tonight are legendary, very good, mediocre, meh, and garbage. And we're going all 30 NBA teams, not including the ones that are not no longer exist. Unless you want to count Seattle as Oklahoma City, too. So.
Well, Seattle is Oklahoma City, right? So basically, as far as discussing your legacy, we'd be talking about Seattle anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, all right. This should be fun.
Yes, it should be.
Yeah,
probably.
If that was fun, this one's gonna be just as good.
Oh yeah, definitely. And getting right into it, I don't know who better team to talk about than the Philadelphia 76ers. Eric, you want to start us off?
Of course. Just given their history, all the Hall of Famers, Wilt Chamberlain, Allen Iverson, Dr. J, just history alone, I mean, I would put them in very good because they do lack titles. They only have two or three.
I was going to say they've won the NBA championship three times, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so automatically, the more championships you win, the higher you should be ranked in the tiers. And how many times did they make it to the NBA championship?
They made it, I'm going to say, one in 2001. I think they made it two or three in the 80s. They played the Lakers, obviously. And then I think I want to say one in the 60s. So maybe four or five times.
All right, and they've won three of them. So obviously, that would put them in the very good tier.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if all of their accomplishments and everything. I mean, they're a good team, and they're getting to be a great team again. They've had a lot of downfalls since the Iverson era, but they are starting to pick it back up. Obviously, Embiid is a superstar, and I think a lot of people will say that about that other kid too.
Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
the star.
Yeah, Ben Simmons is a star in the making. Jimmy Butler left, but when he was there, he was pretty good. I think the organization can only go up from here. I'd probably go very good, too.
Now, correction, I went up and got my book of notes because I realized I'm going to need them. The 76ers have been to the NBA championship 9 times.
Wow.
And
they've won 3.
Correct.
I still put them in very good, given their history.
Clintus, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go very good. The reason why I'm not going to say legendary or nothing like that is because of the whole Ivan Iverson thing. I want to say this right now. When I look at the Sixers and I look at that the whole Iverson run, Iverson cost Larry Brown his job. And when Larry Brown lost his job, I told everybody, whoever Larry Brown leaves, he's going to wind up winning a championship the following year with that team. Nobody believed me. Mm. But he goes to the Pistons, and what happens, he beat the team. Not only did he win, he beat the team that beat him with the 76ers in the finals the following year.
Yeah. Against the Lakers.
I can't get over that.
Against that Lakers team.
The same score, too. 4-1. Wasn't even a sweep.
Yeah, I mean, Iverson was an iconic player, but he took him to the dance, but they couldn't really finish with him. He didn't have anybody else, though.
They got Mutombo late in his career, and they brought in some other players, but they were towards the end of their prime, so he didn't have the help that he should have had.
All right, so are we thinking very good for the 76ers?
I'd say so.
Yep. Yeah, unanimous.
All right. Now, who better to talk about next than the Detroit Pistons? A lot of history here, guys.
Yep, the Bad Boys of the 80s. And then 2004. I mean, the Bad Boys of the 80s just alone is historic. I'm going to say very good.
Now, how many championships have they won? I remember they beat the Magic, right?
Three.
They swept the Magic, and that's when the Magic had Shaquille O'Neal and them, too, right?
Yeah.
And that's with Mutombo. Mutombo was there, too. Or no, that was Hakeem Olajuwon, maybe.
They won in 1988 and 1990 against the Lakers. And then 2004 against the Lakers. Those are three championships, right?
All right, so they've won the NBA championship three times. And they've been to the championship seven times.
Most in the
80s. Here's the thing, and I'm not much of a basketball guy, but I know who Grant Hill is. Right? And Grant Hill was one of the more prominent players of that team in the late 90s, I think it was. Either mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, and I would say just because of the fact that they were able to win the championship three times, even though they were there seven, based on the fact that we put the Sixers in very good, I think Detroit would then have to go there too.
Yeah, they won the same amount of titles.
If we're going by legacy, they do have a good amount of legacy. I mean, this is where Dennis Rodman got his start, right? And he won the two rings with them.
Yeah, with the Bad Boys. Yeah, in the late 80s, Bad Boys.
And that really is their legacy. And then the run in 2004 was nice. Lately, they haven't been too – they got a somewhat decent team. But based on legacy, I mean, I'd say very good. I'd say this is a very, very good organization. Three titles is nothing to snuff at. The Bad Boys were legendary. I'd say very good.
Yep.
What about you, Clinton?
I'll say they're very good. I think more like you think about you have to also think about like Rasheed Wallace and their big three with Chauncey Billups too.
Yep, the Big Four.
It was part of, you have to think about the Big Three that I was known for back in like early 2000s.
Yeah, that was a great team. They beat a great team when nobody expected that to happen, and they just dominated the Lakers.
So what do we think? Very good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking very good.
Yeah. All right. Next up, let's talk about the Atlanta Hawks. They actually, for those who don't know, they got their start in Buffalo.
Yeah, they were the Buffalo Braves, right?
Bisons.
Oh,
Bisons.
The baseball team, too, but this actually started as the Buffalo Bisons.
Oh, and then they changed to the Buffalo Braves?
No, they didn't. Yeah.
Maybe.
It said they only spent 38 days as the Buffalo Bisons, and then they moved.
Oh, and then the Braves must have come at a different time then.
Yeah, they did. But the Atlanta Hawks, what do you think, Kay?
They don't have any titles, I don't believe.
No, they do. One.
They have one, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was, they didn't win one, they won 58. So it's been over 50 years since they last won a title.
Hey, it's been 62.
Yeah. Wow. They're not as legend. They're not on the same. I don't think they're on the same level as the Pistons as far as legacy. So, as far as that,
now,
I'll put them in mediocre.
Now they've been to the NBA championship four times. They only won the one. And you gotta remember, this is around the at one time they were owned by Ted Turner, because that's when Ted Turner owned every major sports organization that that was in Atlanta, yeah.
Including WWE, obviously.
Yeah. And here's the thing. They only won one championship. They went there four times. The legacy there for me, especially since they haven't done anything since 1958, I don't know if I would put them. I'd probably put them in meh.
I mean, when you think about legacy, you have to think about the legendary players. Probably the most legendary player that plays there is pound for pound one of the best players of all time, Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, exactly.
In the 80s to early 90s, he was a legend. And he's probably the best Atlanta Hawk ever. With that being said, they don't have much of a they have a little bit of a legacy, but nothing in the past 20 years, really. So I'm going to have to go either meh or middle of the road. Depends on where you guys are going. What do you think, Claire?
I'm going middle of the road here.
Eric?
I'm going middle of the road.
All right, we'll go middle of the road.
Sounds good.
Now, one of my personal favorites, the Miami Heat. Actually, my favorite basketball team.
I would say very good.
I'm going legend.
They have won. They have won four championships.
Three.
They have Dwayne Wade, LeBron James.
I mean,
Chris Bosh. I followed that team when Ron went to Miami. I followed that team.
It's probably the best Miami Heat incarnation. They've actually only won three rings. They won two with that, and then they won the ring when Shaq came.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Two years earlier.
I forgot they lost to Dallas.
Yeah, but they had the ring with Shaq, too. Shaq came over and got a ring with him. And They were just – they're such a good team. They're kind of like – I compare them to the Arizona Cardinals of basketball, where kind of older players can go there and still contend and you know, even get a championship. You know, Shaq, he had a little left in the tank, but he wasn't going to do much after this, and he came over and won a ring. I mean, LeBron still is going to be LeBron, and he's going to – be in several more championships. But what he did in Miami was incredible. You know, Dwayne Wade is my favorite player of all time, and he is just – he's awesome. You know, Chris Bosh was serviceable. Ray Allen, for the couple seasons he was there, was really good. So, to me, this is a legendary basketball team.
Hey, I can't argue that.
Right? Here's my thing about it. Here's my thing about it. They've won three NBA championships. They've been there five times. So they won three out of five. So, and obviously, you know, they did have some really good players pass through. I mean, some great players pass through. So, yeah, I'll say legendary too.
Glennis?
I'm going to say, I'll say very good. I would say quite legendary because those titles, they all won like late. And what I mean by late, I mean once Shaq left Kobe, he joins with Dwayne Wade, and then you have LeBron James joining up with them. Winning two out of four with the Heat. It's just like, but before then, the Miami Heat was just like an average team.
Yeah.
It took a
star
like
very
Green
good
Wing too. And Shaquille. Yeah.
So we have a tie.
I'm not knocking the greatness because, they're great now. And even what they're doing with the playoff, they're still in a playoff line they're trying to do now. But I will still say the pass is the pass, and you took a good player, Shaquille O'Neal. Two great players, Shaquille O'Neal and Dwayne Wade, was the one that started your championship runs. You put all the slack of LeBron James got over the hump, but it was really Shaq and Dwayne that started it.
Yeah,
and then Pat Riley
is legend. And the fact that – and they're kind of the opposite of the Hawks, right, to where the Hawks' legacy is all back in the day, and they haven't done much in the last 15 years. The Heat, their only legacy is really in the past 15 years because, you know, in the 80s and 90s, I mean, they had legends pass through like Alonzo Mourning and stuff, but they were never the dynasty that they were maybe 5 years ago.
Yep.
A little more than 5 years ago, but – I mean, I can settle on very good.
Yeah.
All right, next thing we're going to talk
very
about
good.
Is the – yeah, we'll do very good.
All right.
Next thing we're going to talk about is the Sacramento Kings. Take it away, Eric.
I'm going to say, boy, they had a little run in the early 2000s. And then before that, they didn't really have a run. And after that, they've been mediocre. So I'm gonna say meh. Or garbage. Depending on where you guys want to do.
They've been to the championship once, and they won it. I don't know if that necessarily makes them garbage. I do think that makes them a one-hit wonder. But guess what? They had a hit. So it doesn't matter if you're only a one-hit wonder. You had a hit. So I would actually put them. Huh?
When did they win the championship?
1951. So it doesn't matter if your hit was that long ago, it does matter. They have been asked the past 30 years, put them in garbage.
If that was 1951, it's been longer than 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years plus. You're not helping your case.
I still think they had a hit, so So I'd put him in middle of the road.
I mean, I'm asking him. I'd say garbage. I mean, the Kings, all I can say about the Kings is I like their jerseys. I like the purple and black. But besides that, they're an ass organization. They have not been anything in a long time. And I don't even – they weren't even the Kings when they won the championship. I think they were called something else. Because they became the Kings in 1985 or 1975. So, yeah. I mean, I'd say garbage. Where do you – Eric, where do you lay?
I'm going to say meh, unless Clint says. So we have three different ones.
I want to say this. Like, the Kings were never that good. Well, once Chris Webber came, they gave my Lakers a run for the money. Like, it was nothing like watching a best out of seven between Lakers Kane because they beat the mess out of each other. Yes, the Lakers always came out dominant at the end. But I will say they're more like middle of the road because of that, because they can't get over the hump. But I wouldn't say they're complete garbage either, because they did have, like, Chris Webber and stuff like that. People like them. But I wouldn't call them complete garbage. I would say middle, they're more like meh, going into that middle of the road type tier.
Well, Chris Webber is a legend. He's the best player to ever play there. But what do you guys think, meh, then?
Yeah, put him in meh.
Yeah, we'll put him in meh.
Next, let's talk about the Toronto Raptors.
Another one-hit wonder.
Spoken for by Drake.
Another one-hit wonder.
I'm not even gonna count this year. That was a fluke. Everybody knew this year was a fluke. If you mean to tell me you're gonna watch the NBA Finals and you're gonna say that the Toronto Raptors are now like one of the best teams in the world because they got beaten up on a crippled Warriors team in the finals. Mm-hmm. A crippled Warriors team in the finals.
Here's the thing. That team, they should have won. I'd say, how many games did it go? Did it go five or six?
They won six. And the both games they won, the Warriors won, KD played it.
Right. And here's the thing. Like, the game, like, they should have won. The Raptors should have wrapped it up in game five, but they didn't. They let the Warriors hang around, which was dangerous to do. But, again, they're another one-hit wonder. One championship appearance, one win. I'm not going to say that they're the greatest NBA team of all time because I don't think they are, but I will say that they should go to mediocre.
I agree with
that. They've done a lot in the past 5 years. You know, DeMar DeRozan was a beast. Kawhi Leonard, when he came, I mean, he's obviously the reason they got that ring. And, you know, they've had a lot of good guys pass through.
And
they've done
and
a lot.
And Tracy McGrady.
Yeah, they've done a lot recently. So I would be willing to put them at middle of the road.
Yeah, that's where I am.
I want to put them in middle of the road, not because they beat up on a crippled Warriors team. It's because of what they did. And not because they want to some kind of NBA Finals, which everybody knew was a fluke. That's why I have an actress over their name, because they didn't really beat nobody. You didn't beat a real Warriors team. That was a fluke.
And then Kawhi left.
They should have just swept down the team, because now the Toronto is nothing, but the Raptors are nothing. Look at them now. They're nothing. Not even a playoff run. But but what they did in, like, the early 2000s with Vince Carter and all, especially the excellent series they put on with the Sixers,
Oh my God, that was one of the best series I ever watched.
I will say the middle of the road. So I am not going to count that group.
Nothing. All right, we'll settle at middle of the road. Now, we don't have anyone in Legendary yet, but that might change. We have one of the greatest teams ever out of Los Angeles, the Clippers.
I was going to hand it off to Frank because he's a Lakers fan, but you didn't say it, Clippers. So.
I was just being a dick.
Oh, boy. Fran, if you want to take it away?
I'll take it away. I'm more an LA team, and this is probably the worst because the Clippers right now are probably not, they're trash, they're garbage. Clippers are garbage until the SEC comes up. The only reason why Clippers are doing anything this time right now in the break of the NBA season is because they have Kawhi Leonard.
And Paul George.
We're going to find out a lot of times who's the best LA team because the Western Conference Finals was supposed to be all in LA, Clippers, Lakers. We're going to find out who's the best LA team. Which we're not going to find out.
Still could be. Yep.
Depending on how the NBA do this whole thing. But right now, they're trash. They're garbage. Until otherwise.
I mean, on legacy, though, I mean, that one team, that team they had a few years ago, DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, CP3, J.J. Redick, that was a nasty team. I mean, they didn't,
yeah,
they didn't win a championship with them, but that was a nasty team.
Yes, it was.
With them, but they didn't do anything with the team, though. They got in the playoffs and they choked her away.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them in the middle road, mediocre. They're on the same level as Toronto.
I mean, I'd be willing to say very good, but I see where you guys are coming from.
No championships, no championship appearances. I'd say middle of the road.
That could all change this year, too, so if we redo this, then we can put them in very good.
There's no way they even get a fluke. I'm sorry, but whoever so-called wins this so-called champion is going to have an asterisk next to that name because only 22 teams are coming back. 22 teams are coming back. Half of that teams are fighting for playoff spots. Then you got the other half who are going to sit there and fight for their seeding in the playoffs. And then you won't have the playoffs. So, no.
I mean, so that means all the championships this year are going to be proofs because everything, all the leagues are going to be kind of iffy.
I mean,
maybe
the
NFL.
The only thing is the hockey is going straight to playoffs. So the hockey has no excuse. Hockey, they're saying they're starting the playoffs right away. So, no, the NHL is perfectly fine. The NBA should have fall right after the NHL did. But, nah, they want to sit there Saturday, save their season. For what? Bring back the teams that qualify for the playoffs. You wasn't good enough. Give them an extra 2 weeks for what? The so-called win the AC so they can get bounced right out of the playoffs?
It's all about ratings.
There's no ratings.
Yeah.
If the NBA would have fallen suit with the NHL, they would have been perfectly fine.
I believe that.
Well, and the Clippers, I mean, the Clippers have had pretty controversial past, especially with that owner, right?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't too long ago.
I think it was at least 5 years ago.
He was rightfully booted out. Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
They've riddled in controversy. They never won a title. I'm actually cool with middle of the road. Is that what we're leaning?
Yeah. Doug?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. Up next, one of my other favorite teams of all time, the Houston Rockets.
Oh, I'll take it away first.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good to go.
In the 90s, I mean, the Seven Sisters were awful, so I kind of followed the Houston Rockets. So this is why I grew up with the Bulls and Rockets winning titles in the 90s. So, and I enjoyed the Houston Rockets when Michael Jordan wasn't in the league and they won the two titles back to back. So, I would say legendary. Because they have so much history. They have Kim Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler. Look at the. And then I think they won in the 70s or 80s, I think, or 70s. I think they had three championships.
No, they only had two.
Yeah,
they had four times. But they only had two.
Yeah. And that was the team I was originally talking about at the beginning of the episode, not the Pistons. That was the team. They beat Shaq in the finals. They swept them.
Yep.
So that's got to say something. I mean, it was a young Shaq. He was on the Magic. But they swept Shaq in the finals.
Yeah, and that Magic team was really good.
That was a great Magic team. It was probably one of the best Magic teams there's ever been. And they got swept.
Yeah.
So that tells you all you need to know about the Rockets. And just talking about some of their legends, I mean, Tracy McGrady is one of my favorite players of all time. James Harden is a legend in the making. Hakeem Olajuwon already is a legend. Clyde Drexler, obviously. And let's not forget Yao Ming.
Yep.
Yao Ming's a legend. You know, even Kenny Smith. And
Tyronn Lue.
I like that team a lot with McGrady and Yao Ming. And remember that, I mean, of course, with McGrady, everyone remembers that how many points he scored in, what, 30 seconds?
Yeah, I remember that.
So I'd almost be willing to put the Rockets in legendary.
I would say they're good. Not legendary.
I don't know about legend. I mean, they've won two championships out of the four times they've been there. And I really do like James Harden. So I think that the Rockets can win another championship again soon. But I'm going to agree with Clinton and say very good.
So we have a tie. So are we just going to say very good?
Wait, did you say legendary, Eric?
I said legendary.
Okay, so 2-2, we'll put them on that borderline then, like we did.
On the borderline.
Yeah, that's perfect, because they are kind of borderline.
Borderline legendary, borderline very good. Up next, we're going to talk about the Orlando Magic. You want to take it away, Eric?
This is an interesting franchise. They haven't been in the league that long, I think. They came in the league in the 80s or 90s. Right? So, they went to one of the finals. They obviously got swept. They have legendaries like Shaq, Grant Hill.
Well, they've been to two of them, Eric.
Oh, they went up. What's the other one? I forget the other one.
Dwight Howard, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, against the Lakers.
Yeah, they lost.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Forgot about that one. So I'm going to put them in meh. Because I don't think they're on the same level as Toronto, but I think they're meh. Even though they had legendaries as Shaq and Penny Hardaway and Grant Hill, Dwight Howard.
This is one of those, like, sad stories in the NBA. Because that team they had that got swept was Shaq, Penny Hardaway, which is a huge legend. Penny Hardaway, you know, he could have been – he was supposed to be the next Magic Johnson. I mean, injuries ended up riddling his career, but he was awesome. And Horace Grant, who – great power forward. So but they never really got to be anything. But I think that's the case always for the Magic. They've had a lot of great players, not a lot of success. So I'd say meh too.
They like the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I'll go meh. Glenn?
Yeah, I'll go meh. I mean, the rookie Shaq wasn't really that impressive to me. So I have to say meh.
All right, now we might actually be able to fill the legendary role, hopefully. The Chicago Bulls.
Ooh. Who wants to go first?
They've had up.
I'll take this. Now, everybody.
Yeah, take it away, Quinn.
Did you guys watch The Last Dance?
I haven't yet.
Oh, The Last Dance? Yeah, with Michael Jordan?
Yeah, The Last Dance.
I saw part one.
Not the movie. you didn't watch all 10 episodes? Not at all?
No.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm going to get to it.
Jordan, this is a legendary team. This has to be a legendary team.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dennis Rodman. Yeah, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen. This has to be. Jordan led them to 6 finals, and not only did he win the 6 finals, Michael Jordan never saw Game 7. When Game 6 came around, we all knew the game was over.
Yep.
Yeah, and Horace Grant was a huge part of that team, too.
Yeah. Phil Jackson.
I mean, it's a legendary team. And even what they've done recently, they've had stars in the new millennium, too. I mean, what Derrick Rose did there. I mean, I know injuries kind of fumbled his career, but Derrick Rose was going to be the next Kobe Bryant almost. Or at least he was on his way. And then you had exciting guys like Jimmy Butler when he was there. He was awesome.
Yeah.
So I'd be willing to put him in legendary.
6 championship appearances, 6 championships. Hello, 6 championships. Obviously legendary. And here's the championship that sticks out to me is that the 98 championship, because that was around the time where Dennis Rodman was doing the thing with WCW too, and they kind of pulled the. You know, Dennis Rodman and Karl Malone had to wrestle at that bash at the beach. And they basically used the stepping stone for the match. Like, they set up the feud by basically bringing up that they had to play against each other in the NBA championship.
Well, see, and going, if you watch The Last Dance, they actually bring and that runs it up, too, because I think, Dennis Rodman. They said after game one, he didn't show up to practice that following day. And then the whole team didn't know why, but then they put on WCW Nitro and fined him that he's on there.
because he had to do the run in. Him and Hogan had to beat up DDP with chairs.
Yeah, but none of the team know why he didn't show up to practice that day. He skipped practice.
Right.
To go do that running. And they wasn't sure if they was going to go on bench him or do nothing else because of that.
But, no, I mean, I'll definitely agree legendary.
I mean, it's the Bulls, and you kind of have to.
I'm not a Bulls. I'm just saying legendary. And then you also have to realize, what about the flu game?
98, yeah.
In the last dance, he said it was a bad pizza. It wasn't the flu. Food poisoning.
It was a bad pizza. It was food poisoning. But there's no label beyond there in the flu game.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that just shows you how great. I mean, Michael Jordan's the GOAT, you know. But,
yeah.
I'd say Chicago's definitely legendary.
Absolutely.
Just for what they.
I think they're the only team who's won six for six, went perfect in the finals, right? I believe.
Yeah.
Besides that Sacramento team.
And now let's talk about an equally legendary team, the Pelicans.
Oh my.
I mean, the only thing you can really say about this team is Anthony Davis, and he left. I mean, they were home to Anthony Davis, and that's it. Otherwise, I'd say this team's garbage.
Yeah, I mean, garbage.
No championship appearances. So, therefore, no championships. Yeah, I'll say garbage, too, because they really don't impress me.
Yeah,
this has to be garbage.
Garbage.
You think garbage, too?
Yeah.
So, they said garbage?
Yeah, I think we're all riding the garbage truck here.
All right. Next up, let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks.
Their owner's a piece of garbage, but the team really isn't that bad.
I would say very good.
I think very good. I like Mark Cuban, but that's just me.
Well, you like assholes. That explains why you and I are friends.
Wow. I mean, I'm an asshole myself, so.
Well, yeah, you like assholes and you like to stick up for pieces of shit, but that's another story for another time.
Okay. Fair
enough. I want to say very good. You were still talking about the Mavericks, right?
Yeah,
I want to say they're very good.
I mean, two championship appearances, one win. Like I said, Mark Cuban is a dick, but I'll say very good.
And you gotta love Steve Nash, what he did there.
Yeah.
You know, Jason Kidd. They've had some really good players.
Not the secret.
Okay. Hey, I'll be right back. All right.
Okay.
Doug?
What?
Oh, you said very good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, up next, let's talk about the Phoenix Suns.
I used to like these guys when I was a kid because when I was around like 7, 8 years old, I started really getting into basketball. Because I actually like playing, and I actually played basketball for 3 years. So, and the Suns were one of my favorite teams because I always liked to pretend I was Charles Barkley. But, you know, two championship appearances, zero wins. They're not really doing much nowadays. I'll say, to be honest with you, I'll say meh.
Yeah, I think man. And that one NBA Finals appearance was against the Chicago Bulls, so. But I still think man.
Yeah, I'd say meh, too. The Suns, they're just one of those teams that they're just there.
They're like Arizona Cardinals. They're like their predecessors, Arizona Cardinals.
We said about three or four basketball teams are like the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, I said one. How about, let's talk about the Charlotte Hornets.
Muggsy Bogues. Zero championship appearances. So obviously zero championships. Not necessarily a great team, but I liked Muggsy Bogues too when I was a kid. I just thought it was so... It was so amazing to me that somebody that short could be that good of a ball player.
Yeah.
Until he made it to the movie Space Jam and those aliens fucked him up. But
not his fault. That was just bad booking. So I'll say middle of the road, mediocre.
I mean, they've only had two players to ever be inducted in the Hall of Fame, Alonzo Mourning and Robert Parrish. Muggsy never made it? No. So,
and remember, they had to move. They moved their fans, and they just came back.
Yeah.
And they changed their name.
To me, this
twice.
Is a meh franchise.
Yeah, it's meh, too.
Where'd they move to?
New Orleans. They became the New Orleans Hornets for a while. Then they became the Charlotte Bobcats, and then they became the Charlotte Hornets again.
Yeah, I forgot about the Bobcats.
Bobcats. Yeah, so they're meh. Or even garbage.
I'd say meh.
Muggsy Bogues could kick both your asses.
So we going meh then?
Yeah.
Well, obviously not. He's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to talk about too many good teams without Quintus, but
well, we still got a couple of ass ones to get to.
Right. He left for a second. The Utah Jazz.
I'm gonna say this is an interesting franchise because we all know about Karl Malone and John Stockton, and they had some legends before that too. No championships, but they went to two back to back against the Chicago Bulls of that dynasty. So it's not their fault they ran into that team. Otherwise, they probably have two championships. So I'm gonna.
It's not their fault that they ran into the Bulls at the finals. You gotta blame the team that the Bulls beat. In the finals, whoever that may be.
I mean, Karl Malone was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Great basketball player. John Stockton, I think still has the most assists in the league.
Yeah.
Ergo, that's why Jack Harlow said, "Pass that bitch like Stockton."
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd still say this is a middle of the road team, though.
Yeah, I mean, mainly they didn't win any championships. I mean, they've had two appearances, but yeah, I'll agree with middle of the road.
That's fair.
How about the Washington Wizards?
Where are they on my list here? Oh, four appearances, one win in the NBA championship.
I'll say middle of the road, mediocre.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
They do have some good players.
Jordan played for them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think Jordan won a championship there, though.
Yeah, I'd say another middle of the road team.
Yeah.
Quintus needs to come back soon so we can start talking about the good ones.
Well, we're almost done.
Yeah, we had to save the Lakers for him.
All right. This Grizzlies.
The most activity they ever had was when they had a wrestling match during the intermission. And it was like Jerry Lawler versus Scott Steiner or something.
Right, I'm back.
And even then they couldn't sell tickets.
We're talking about Memphis.
All right, what are we talking about?
Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, that's garbage.
I'll agree with Clint. Garbage.
Garbage.
I mean, they've had Rudy Gay, Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph.
They didn't do anything. I don't care if they had the whole dream team. They didn't do anything with that dream team or these so-called great players.
Yeah.
They're a season wonder. I wonder how they lasted that long in the season. They didn't get bounced off in the first round wonder.
And they're another team that moved from Canada.
Yeah, fuck it. Put them in garbage. Here, Pam. Grizzlies. All right. Up next, the Denver Nuggets.
It's another interesting team. They're like kind of like the Utah Jazz. And they can't keep they won. Yeah, I'm willing to say very good.
The Nuggets?
Yeah, they haven't won anything. They haven't even been to the championship.
Oh, I thought they won one. No.
No.
I would say middle of the road then.
I'll say meh.
I'm going meh.
Daniel?
So
we have
two
gave
road.
A meh.
I will not
we'll just say middle of the road.
They haven't done anything. You got just enough to be over meh. But not there to be very good. Not middle of the road.
Very good. Middle of the road.
Yeah, we'll put him in middle of the road.
I would put chicken nuggets at very good, though.
I would too.
Depending on where they came from, yeah.
All right, now a team I think a lot of people were waiting for us to get to OKC. The Thunder.
AKA Seattle. Sure. Supersonics.
What could have been.
Yeah. Sean Kemp.
Time they had Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kevin Durant. They've been very close multiple times, but
I mean, they've got one championship. I mean, out of four, but they've got one.
When they were in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
those
Thunder. They choke. They're choke artists.
Well, I guess as the Thunder, they didn't create much of a boom.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna get over the whole fact of how they gonna blow a 3-1 lead over the Golden State Warriors. You about that? You up 3-1 over you up KD. And Russell, they're out 3-1 over Steph Curry and the Warriors. And you just automatically see how to play basketball for three straight games. Really?
And then the Warriors do a 3-1 lead to Cavaliers. So I'm going to say middle of the road.
So I'll say meh.
I was good.
I think middle of the road based on off their Seattle days.
So where are we all at? I got very good.
I want to say middle of the road. I'm sorry.
That, middle of the road because Eric and Clinton agreed.
What do you say, Daniel?
I think very good.
No, I can't get over that 3-1 over. No, they blew that.
All right, now let's talk about a polarizing team, the Golden State Warriors.
A team that sucked back when I was a kid. But now, I mean, they're almost – Eric, you called them at one time. You said that they were the – I mean, you didn't call them on the phone, but you said that one time they were basically like a team built in a video game.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I'll agree with that. 11 championship appearances and 6 wins. That would all that to me would put them in very good.
I put them in legendary. They had great teams before this version of this great team in the 50s and 60s. I think because they had Wilt Chamberlain when they were the Philadelphia Warriors. You know,
I mean, they're the Patriots of basketball, you know, and I fucking hate them because they're so good. I mean, now they're not that good.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No
yeah,
one
they are.
Can be the Patriots of basketball. No. The Patriots, I want to tell you right now, you can't say that because, number one, there's no proof of them cheating. Patriots are cheaters. Half those championships the Patriots won came off of cheating. No. You can't. No.
Doesn't everybody love to hate the Golden State Warriors?
No,
I don't hate them.
Yes, they do.
I like the Golden State Warriors. I don't hate them.
Fuck Golden State.
I'm going to box
I was rooting for them last year.
Klay Thompson's only good part of that. Draymond Green's an asshole. Kevin Durant just came to get his rings, and then he left.
Well, we all knew that. We all knew Kevin Durant was a LeBron James of Cleveland. He came in there and joined that team just to get some rings and left. He got his hardware, and he's going to get hardware with the Knicks. I'm telling you that right now.
I mean, they're a legendary team. I hate them, but they're legendary.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say they're legendary. I mean,
yeah, we can go with that.
All right. Now, a disappointing team that pisses everybody off every year, the New York Knicks.
Another team I liked when I was a kid. When I wasn't pretending to be Charles Barkley, I was pretending to be Patrick Ewing.
I mean, right now, they're garbage. History-wise, I'll say very good.
History-wise, I think they would still be considered garbage because they've went to the championship 8 times and they've won 2.
Yeah, very good point.
So if not garbage, then meh.
I mean, they had Carmelo Anthony in his best period.
I mean, you might want to call him Mabbage.
They haven't done anything recently. Their last title was, what, 1960-something? 7?
Yeah, I'd say meh.
Kenneth.
Yeah. I want to say meh. I mean, it's not more of a road quality type team wise.
Yeah, recent history.
So you're saying meh?
You don't want to say
I think we're all saying meh. Yeah.
Okay.
Team, what's that again?
The next.
All right, now, since we're getting towards the end, we're going to hit a speed round.
We have to take speed before we do this?
Yeah. The Trailblazers.
I don't think they really blazed any trails. I mean, they did. They've been to the championship 3 times. They won 1. Meh.
I was saying middle of the road.
All right, Clintus?
No.
He said middle of the road.
All right.
I'd say middle of the road, too.
All right, I'll go fuck myself.
Just because they got, what's his fuck? I always forget his name.
That's how good he is.
Damian Lillard?
Yeah. Lillard.
Yeah, Lillard is a
machine.
About
the Timberwolves?
No, we haven't talked about
not
the Timberwolves yet.
Not yet.
Timberwolves.
Another team
they're
that's
another
done nothing.
They're meh.
Garbage.
Timberwolves?
Yeah.
I'll say meh.
Meh?
Yeah.
I'd say meh, too.
All right.
A very good team, I would say, the San Antonio Spurs.
I'm going to put
legendary. I'm sorry.
Ray Popovich is the legendary coach. He's probably the best coach of all time.
Now, Clintus, you said legendary?
Yes, I'm going to put him in legendary.
All right, five out of six. They won the NBA championship 5 out of the 6 times they were there. I could definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, Eric.
Legendary. I think Popovich is best coach of all time.
Tim Duncan, Ginobili, Kawhi Leonard. They're legendary. Can we talk about the Nets yet?
No.
Let's do the Nets.
Garbage.
I'd say garbage too.
Yeah, garbage.
Somebody just hit something with the car.
What?
There was a squeaky sound on
the. You know, I opened the window. I opened my window.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
The Nets.
I'm going to say
somebody
middle of the road. I'll say middle of the road.
I want to say garbage.
All right.
Three garbages?
Three garbages and one middle of the road. So guess who wins that
down,
one.
Man. Okay.
No, you got to vote. You got outvoted. It's a clear out vote.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Two championships, one win, middle of the road. I mean, they're doing good.
Yeah,
now.
I put them in the middle road.
Middle of the road. And what's what they're doing now? I mean, now LeBron James is out of the East. We're going to find out what the Bucks are really made of.
Yeah. I mean, if they win the championship, right, it's going to have an asterisk, but still a championship.
So middle of the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where you have him?
Right. Yep, that's where I have him.
Yep. Same.
Now, I believe we just have four legendary teams left. The Lakers, the Cavaliers,
legendary,
the Celtics, and the Indiana
Pacers. Whoa. I know you're not going to put Cavaliers in the legendary team.
No! I'm definitely not putting the Pacers in legendary.
But you're not going to put the Cavs in the legendary either.
No, I was just joking. I'm not putting
Indiana and Cleveland are middle of the road. And
Cleveland?
Lakers and Celtics are. Yeah.
I really want to be drug tested to make sure you ain't had no corona on that phone of yours either. I'd be tested for corona.
Cleveland's got to be very
good.
Where
would you put them? Very good?
Very good.
Yeah. LeBron James, yeah. Very good.
I'd say very good. I'd say very good for the Cavs.
Where are you putting them, Quinn?
I'd say very good.
Okay. How about the Pacers? I go garbage for the Pacers.
Garbage. Yeah. Pacers belong in garbage.
And they won one title, right?
No, they haven't won any. They've been there once, but they lost.
Oh, well. I'll say middle of the road.
Yeah, I'll still say garbage. Kenneth?
What are you talking about?
Pacers.
Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, garbage. I put them, garbage.
The Celtics.
Legendary.
Legendary.
You had the most titles ever.
17 titles out of 21 championship appearances. Definitely legendary.
And that team with Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Rondo. Just legendary team.
Yeah. They
right,
probably should have won more than that.
Oh, yeah. Now, our last team, the L.A. Lakers. Who wants to take it away?
Take it away, Clint.
Oh.
It's your team.
I'm going to put them in legendary. I'm on a legendary team. Legendary team. Even now. Like I said before, I want to say we're going to win the championship this year. That's going to have an asterisk next to me because this is not the way to do it. I'm like, you should do it the NBA fall the NHL playoffs and we're going to restart the season, restart it with the playoff teams, and let it go from there. I mean, having an extra week is not going to prove anything. Nobody's going to be bumped out because we all know the top seeds are not going anywhere. So, but when you're talking about the Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, Kobe, Shaq, Phil Jackson's Lakers, Johnson's Lakers, I mean, you have to put them in.
Jerry West.
Yeah.
Legendary, absolutely.
I mean, Shaq, yeah, everybody. Legendary, obviously. Lonzo Ball. No, I'm just fucking around.
Yo, Lonzo what? That
he took his ball to New Orleans.
That's a bus. Ball was nothing but a bus.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that his father wanted him to play for nobody else but the Lakers.
And then they got LeBron and told him to go fuck himself.
And he's not talking to
him. I mean, that's the funny thing is that, like, that kid should have dumped the old man a long time ago, basically telling the kid, you're not trying out for any other team. You're going to the Lakers. Fuck you, Pop. I'll go wherever I want. No, definitely the Lakers are definitely a legendary team. 16 championships, and they've been to more championships than anybody. They've been there 31 times.
Yeah, probably 32 this year.
All right, Doug, you want to go over the list and we'll take it home?
Okay. We are home. All right. In the legendary tier, we have the Bulls, the Warriors, the Spurs, the Celtics, the Lakers, and the Rockets on the borderline. Very good. We have the 76ers, the Pistons, the Heat, the Mavericks, and the Cavs. Middle of the road, the Atlanta Hawks, the Toronto Raptors, the Clippers, the Utah Jazz, the Denver Nuggets, the OKC Thunder, and the Portland Trailblazers. Mad, we have the Kings, the Magic, the Suns, the Hornets, the Knicks, the T-Wolves, and the Bucks. And in garbage, we have the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, the Nets, and the Pacers.
That's pretty good. We did pretty good, guys.
Yeah.
So,
I think we're going to have less controversy than this one than we did the NFL one.
Yeah, because the NFL one was kind of like a little riggage of his own, if you ever think.
Eric?
Yeah? Your point?
So,
really good show, guys.
The top tier podcast.
Are you
going to
be on
guys?
Friday?
Thank you.
We'll be back Friday for our regular wrestling show. So.
Yes. And what about what's your name on Sunday?
Sunday? Yeah, next Sunday. Daniel.
Yeah.
If we do a Sunday show, do you have any thoughts on the tier? Or later?
Well,
you guys have any ideas?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not doing it this week. Maybe.
Oh, that's right.
I might be on my vacay this week. I might fall through too. So we'll talk about it.
Okay, sounds good. Everybody have a good, safe day. Happy Father's Day to everybody. And
happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Claire. Thanks. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there.
Listening.
Thank you.
See, yep.
I'm not going to get into the middle of your joke, so whatever.
All right,
guys.
All right.
Bye,
everybody.
All right, later, guys.
Later.